GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Let's get the money man on the radio right about now. Gee, who is the number-crunching, lovable, huggable bean counter with locations all up and down the coast of Maine?
Well, he's somewhere out there because I can't see him this morning, but Tom Hicks is out there somewhere.
Good morning, Tom. Welcome back.
Good morning, guys. Good to be back.
And on loan from Bangor Savings Bank, where they unashamedly say,
you matter more.
Paul Tormey, it's good to see you.
Great to be here.
We've talked a lot lately about how to get your fiscal life in order, how it could ruin your marriage. Last week, talking about remember the economically attractive or the lack of economically attractive individuals.
Yes, I fall into the latter category.
Yeah. Brought that up to the gym class, all the ladies in the gym class, and there was this moment when they all then nodded their heads and went, mm-hmm.
Of course.
Yep,
really?
Exactly. Unless they agreed that there is a lack of economically attractive men in the world. So that was a great hit. But I guess we need to talk about how to better clean ourselves up. Tom Hicks, what was the item that you spied?
Well, this is was an article about, you know, five things that you should avoid to avoid marital strife, if you will. But, you know, you guys have played Monopoly before, right?
And lost?
Yep.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I like Monopoly. And here's why I like Monopoly, and at least in this illustration, is, you know, the one thing about Monopoly is that you can see everybody else's assets, right? If you own that place on Boardwalk, or George, you've got, you know, you've got a high-rise building, whatever it is, all the other players kind of know where you're at. In fact, they even can see your money, if you will, on the table by the board. And that's a, you know, sort of a metaphor, I guess, for our relationships too, is that, you know, we need to be transparent with our assets. And by that, I take it a little step further in that, you know, financial infidelity is one of those things that can really wreck a marriage by, you know, hiding assets or hiding purchases and being, you know, dishonest with a partner about how you're spending your money, because that affects, in the long-term basis, affects your financial goals and where you might want to be, say, 20 or even 30 years from now. So financial infidelity is one of those things that is going to cause some problems.
Let's park there just for a second and open up the at least the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. And let's ask. And you don't have to name any names. Don't tell the location you are, okay? But tell us how your spouse was financially in... What was the term you used, Tom?
Infidelity.
Infidelity.
Tell us of the financial infidelity. Ooh, I guess I could be dangerous, Paul Tormey. Very dangerous, maybe.
Not for me, because I could not get away with it for a millisecond. Because, you know, you've been married for a long time.
Yeah,
you know, your spouse can look at you and be like, I don't think so. What else? Mm-hmm. What else is there to this story? So I know I would not, I'm not inclined, but B, were I inclined, I have a terrible poker face. I wouldn't be able to get away with it.
I don't know.
Financial.
I'm trying to think of any time I bought something or did something.
And try to pull it over Jeannie's eyes?
No, I never did. never did that. I think I bought some, I invested in something one time and forgot to tell her, and that didn't please her.
Forgot to tell her.
I forgot to tell.
Was it a convenient forgetting, or was it an intentional?
Well, I really think I did forget it, but it came as spur of the moment, and I made money on it, so I didn't care.
That she was happy to spend?
Oh, yeah.
Hang on a second.
Oh, yeah.
This person writes to us, I often suspect my spouse of financial infidelity when she walks through the door with lots of bags from TJ Maxx.
Well, she's not doing a good job
of hiding
keeping
it, is
a
she?
Secret, is she?
Yeah.
You know, my dad.
You got to consolidate. Have fewer bags. That's the secret there.
Yeah.
My dad had a saying he used to say, which was, you know, when does your silence about something become concealment of something?
Ooh.
And when does your concealment of something become deceit about something? So, you know, where are those lines? When, you know, you do something that you're just not talking about, well, are you then concealing it? And if you're concealing it, are you really deceiving? So if you're doing something financially that your other half does not know about, where are you on that spectrum? I don't think anywhere on that spectrum is a very good place to be.
This person texts us that they have Bangor Savings Bank. Okay.
And Thank you for your business.
And they send text alerts when they see spending on my bank account, so my wife knows everything I'm doing. This person writes to us, my wife and I have separate accounts for our play money and a merged account for our house money.
Play money. Yep. You got play money, Rick?
Stop it.
How much play money you got? Is that Monopoly?
Speaking of Monopoly money, this person writes to us, I'm 52, never been married. I have my big paycheck. My girlfriend has her big paycheck, and we split up the bills. No problem. Ooh, I'm glad that works for you, sir.
What's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine. Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You know, guys, it doesn't have to be big purchases, too. Do you have any guilty pleasures? Like, you know, I was driving recently, and now, you know, the frost is on the pumpkin, if you will, and there's pumpkins everything, everywhere, right? At the drive-thru, you get that pumpkin latte. And what is that costing, you know, every day? And maybe you hit the drive-thru twice in a day for some of those expensive sugary drinks, you know. And it could be not just a trip to TJ Maxx, but it could be lots of little things can add up, too.
I guess if you sit back and you're honest with yourself, you think back across your married life, I know I do, I probably never really completely honestly told my wife how much money my flying cost. Tom, you know that. I did a lot of those $100 hamburger flights. I never quite revealed what it cost me to go down and fly my airplane down and get a hamburger. But she didn't ask, so I didn't want to bother her.
Oh, so you're not guilty then?
I'm not guilty.
If she didn't ask the question, if the spouse doesn't ask the question, would the lovely Mrs. Tormey be guilty? I don't think so. If the question was not asked. I probably shouldn't have brought the lovely Mrs. Tormey into the conversation.
You know, we're just totally transparent in our relationship. And, if you know, there are times, and it's not that it's, well, like, let me just say this. Okay, it's not always an asking of permission to spend. Mm-hmm. It's sort of, I've decided I'm going to buy this.
You hear that too?
So it's like, okay, well, thanks for telling me,
Tom, dear. Did the lovely Mrs. Hicks pull that on you? I've decided too that, does she pull that on you?
You know, not really. Not really. It's, I mean, we kind of have separate checkbooks and we divide up the bills. She's responsible for these things. I'm responsible for these things. And so there really hasn't been anything like that. Although, you know, sometimes you can have some unexpected or things that come in higher than you expect. And she said, you know, I just want you to know I'm taking the dogs to the vet this week. And I said, oh. Okay, both dogs? Yep. Okay, well, that's going to be probably a $400 bill. No, it won't. It wouldn't be that much. $380 later.
She was right.
I was right.
No, you were right. You underbid by $20. It was good.
I should be on the Price is Right, right? Yes. One of those shows.
Well, so, when you live alone like I do, you go and you walk into one room and you announce you're going to buy something and then nobody answers you and you just go buy.
No argument.
There's no argument.
This person writes to us, I'm not sure how, but the firearm fairy keeps dropping firearms in my safe. Funny how that happens.
Yeah.
This person says,
those are investments.
Okay, keep in mind, we are four guys talking on the radio right now. We only read the text messages the way they're written, and I can see Paul backing away from the microphone even as we preface this. This person writes, spending like a drunken sailor seems to be prevalent among women.
Oh, boy.
Maybe that's another topic for another day.
I object to being called a drunken sailor as a former sailor. Yeah, I guess maybe that was true.
But I wonder if gals are more likely to, let's call it, binge spend than guys.
Let's be honest. Retail therapy is a thing. You hear women talk about this.
Yep.
I don't hear men talking about this. However, I think men... plenty of men still suffer from whatever they would call retail therapy because I see a lot of dudes out there making a lot of big investments in things that are not that is not going in the mouth of the children. So I don't think women have cornered the market on retail therapy.
Well, I can remember during my married life, but my wife saying, I can save $300 if we buy this right now. And my response was, I can save $700 if we don't.
Right? I never found a way to get around that. To the way that when the wife
I didn't get
home,
around it. I got slammed.
I know, but she says, but look, it was 30% off.
Yeah, I know.
It could have been 100% off if you didn't buy it in the first place, honey. Caller, hi, GHRT. Tell us about the fiscal infidelity that you may have suffered in the past.
Well, I'm a physician, and my wife spent, and so it's my responsibility. I should have, you know, reeled that in, but I lost the business and home and everything over it.
Oh, no.
And unfortunately, the truth is, statistically, women spend, they're 70% of all retail sales are women, not men. But, you know, men are about survival, women are about luxury, I guess.
Hang on, well, let's put a pin right there. I will say that when Elizabeth does come home with the bags from TJ Maxx or Marshall's, as she did on Sunday, she's pulling a lot out of the bag. Here, Colin, I got this for you for your cross-country meet tomorrow. Ian, come in here. I want you to try this on. And then there's always some small little trinket in there. Oh, honey, I got this for you, too. I never get to see what's in the other three bags, though.
Rick,
you don't want to know.
So you're like the junkyard dog, and she tossed you the bone, so you wouldn't be looking at the steak.
Hang on, a caller, hi, GHRT. Tell us about the fiscal infidelity that you've experienced.
Well, all I ever did once, I bought a Winchester and didn't tell my wife about it. But she liked shooting it later, so there were no complaints.
As long as it wasn't shooting at you.
Fiscally and irresponsible with each other.
You bought the Winchester. Who bought the ammo? 1-800-966-1039.
That's like a country song. What you just said.
Winchester. Let me write that down. I'm going to write that song, and my kids are going to go to college for free.
Men, you know, we're picking a little bit on women. Men do the same thing.
Absolutely.
I went into I'm not going to say which big box store, and I was looking to price something else, a rather large item, and I wasn't going to buy it. But I reached over, and I saw this light that I wanted all of a sudden. And I bought the light. It's kind of an emergency light, which I don't really need. But I kind of liked it because they make them out of LED. So I spent $35 for this light. After I got it home, I said, what am I going to do with this light? It has to have electricity to run. So it isn't going to do me any good if the power goes out. So...
Was it for your growing operation? I don't understand. What kind of light are you talking about, George?
Well, it was a work light type thing, but they make them now with LED lights, and they're brighter than hell.
But, you know, that's a good point, because you can have this remorse. You have this guilt gnawing at you, right? Just like another kind of infidelity.
Yeah.
You've suddenly got this secret you have to keep, and it just eats away at you.
Or try to hide it somewhere in the house.
Yeah, right? I'll hide it, but I won't be able to find it when I go looking for it. But.
Maybe you should get a light. Caller, hi. Tell us about the fiscal infidelity you've experienced.
Well, I'm a woman, and I think all the guys that have called in are correct. Women do like retail therapy. In our house, though, my husband is a guitar guy, and every once in a while, a guitar will find its way back in. Albeit he buys less often, but when he does, it's a big ticket.
Yeah, and he's had 9 guitars now, right?
Let me ask.
I think he's up to 12, George.
Wow.
Are these guitars actually making any money, or are they just sitting there gathering dust?
No, he does play them, but he does not play them out. They do not earn their keep.
Guilty as charged. Guys are just as guilty as women. Or so we guess. The Money Men, Tom Hicks, with locations all up and down the coast of Maine, JT Hicks and Company, the lovable, huggable, number-crunching bean counter. Here's to none of us being fooled when it comes to fiscal infidelity. Have a great week, Tom.
Thanks so much. It was good to be here.
Fresh off the tour boat, Paul Tormey, who took his wife with him, though.
I did. Very transparent.
On loan from Bangor Savings Bank, where they say...
You matter more.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Tom. When we come back, State Representative Joel Stetkus, the Republican of Canaan, dialing in. You recall the conversation about...